crucifixion. After many nights of these special anointings passed, the Lord showed me His crucified body, and I was reminded of all He did for me. Before this, He told me not to fear anything because He would be with me, but He did warn me that the coming sessions would be difficult and very hard for my physical body because I would be experiencing His power more strongly than ever. When I saw His crucified body, there was blood streaming down His face and on His body. The crown of thorns was upon His head. I noticed how large and strong His body was. His skin was tan and His hair was dark and curly. His muscular body glistened with sweat. The Lord's eyes were vividly penetrating and alive. Even though His body was unclean and covered with blood, He looked very handsome. I will never forget this experience. He stood before me with His hands stretched out in the form of a cross. As before, my body responded by stretching out, and it too took the shape of a cross. The power was so heavy that I felt I would die. It was the most amazing spiritual experience I had ever had. I felt breathless, and I cried throughout it. I had both sadness and joy, but the joy I experienced was so full that I felt I wanted to die for Him right at that moment. I could not tell how much time had elapsed, but I knew it must have been a long time because my arms were stretched out as far as they could be, and it was very painful. When this vision of His crucifixion and my identification with it was over, the Lord said,
"This was the hardest work of all."
The next night, He empowered me with such a powerful anointing that my body was raised and lowered 7 different times. Many different anointings followed. Then I rested for 10 days. The experience was profoundly moving, and it was a life-changing event for me. For the first time in my life, I truly comprehended a little bit of what the Lord went through for me on the cross. In some small measure, I actually felt the pain He had experienced, and I cried in the anguish of my soul in a way that must have been what He experienced. Likewise, I realized more fully than ever before that He went through such horrors for me, so I would be able to live, not perish. The verse that loudly proclaims my salvation is so meaningful to me.
"For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
John 3:16. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul.